Now, everybody, welcome back to another episode, or to our special episode of Petty Hours. My name Randall, and with me, as always, the OG dad and my boy LJ himself. Man, y'all go ahead and talk to the listeners, man.
What's up, what's up?
So, I'm about to say, Dad, you ain't gonna say. Dad said, screw y'all. But anyway, welcome back. Now, before we talk about Xbox leaked emails about how they want to buy Nintendo and Nintendo shutting them down, let's talk about what happened to Colorado last night. Y'all saw what happened?
I did not watch the game.
It was
too late.
I watched it too.
They went up 29-0. I literally changed the channel, and I was talking to my friends online, and they're like, watching this. Like, because you know what, though? Because I felt bad for Stanford. Because Stanford used to be like a really good team, and then Stanford was at least decent. And now Stanford's out there just getting up behind me. Like, it was like this. We mollywopped Stanford to where I was like, this is not even fun. You know, like, I can't even enjoy this win because, like, Stanford used to be, like, I used to stress over Stanford. You know,
right.
Like, watching them. But now it's like, man, the Pac-12 was good. Stanford was good. But
right, it was.
We ain't got the Pac-12 anymore, so I don't know why I'm even tripping on that.
It was 29-0. Wasn't it 29-0 at halftime, Dad?
I think that was the first score in the second half, or it could have been at halftime.
Okay. It was 29-0. It was half. It was 29-0 at halftime. When they came back to third quarter, Stanford scored 19 unanswered points. So it was 29-19 in the third quarter.
Okay.
How in the world the fourth quarter, was it like 36, I think?
Mm-hmm.
It was 36, and then they brought it back and tied it.
So the defense just went to sleep after they got.
No, the offense did too. The offense went to sleep too.
So the offense has scored. They scored and they seemingly put it away. And I need to say this like from the bottom of my heart, Travis Hunter needs to pick a side.
I've been saying that since he got out here that he needed to pick a side.
Talking about
Travis Hunter.
Was number whoever who he was guarding 13 on defense, number 13, was cooking him the entire second half.
Was he getting cooked? That touchdown he caught in like the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that
he
was
got
yeah.
lit up.
Bro, I don't know how the heck he got that. He caught it like this.
I saw it.
I don't know how the world he caught that. But number 13 from Stanford was cooking Travis Hunter the entire second half. Like, if Deion should have been like, all right, Hunter, you tired. You got to – we finna put somebody in. All right,
okay. So, with that being said, is it because he got tired or is it because he's not 100%? Because we know he's not
100%. He's not 100%. See, if you're not 100%, yeah. Why are you still playing both sides?
Because it's Travis Hunter, and he literally told Deion like a couple of days it happened that he want to go back out there, and he shut him down. And then when he got the okay from the doctor, even though we know that he like I think it was a bruised lung or kidney or something.
Yeah,
it's a lacerated kidney.
Yeah, kidney. You know, kidney ain't gonna take about 2 weeks to fully recover. It's gonna take about a good 2, maybe 3 months, depending on where it's part of the kidney, the upper, lower, middle, whatever. But the doctor was like, I'm pretty sure the doctor was like, okay, everything look good. You can go to practice and yada yada.
It's not going to get worse if you play at this point.
Right.
That's what it was.
But here's what happened, though. When he was on offense, if I'm not mistaken, the third quarter, he got hit. He caught a touchdown pass, but he got hit, like, extremely hard in midair, right where he got his injury at, to the point where they had to get him up off the field, but he still came back in the game. And then the QB for Stanford is smart. because damn near every reception from the middle third quarter all the way to the fourth quarter, he was throwing it to number 13 because he knew Travis could have guard 13. So every time he threw the ball at number 13, because Travis was guarding him, every time he threw the ball at 13, he always caught it. And once he realized that, from the beginning of the fourth quarter, he was tagging him damn near the entire fourth quarter, and that's how they won.
So that's in my interpretation of that. That is the coach's fault,
right?
Because he left him in there. You know he was getting cooked. You saw him getting cooked the whole second half, right? Mm-hmm. You saw him get hurt again, and he had to get off the get help off the ground in the third quarter or whatever. That's prime time's fault. That is his fault for keeping that guy out on the field when he didn't need to be on there and he was hurt. I get you. That defense is atrocious. But if your star player, or who we consider one of your star players, who's supposed to be your go-to defender, is getting cooked like that, you need to go and sit him down because obviously something's wrong.
Well, Dad, he know more knowledge of sports than probably both of us combined.
I just want to tell y'all real quick, as we're going, this Oregon Washington game got even closer. Bo Nix just threw a dime in the end zone right now to Franklin, and the score is 26-29. Washington's up.
Ooh,
right. That's a damn good game, though.
Oh yeah. I wish I could watch. I got it. Hold on. Before we go back on the subject, the crazy thing is, tell me how I got it on my computer and but I can't get it on my TV. And they both on the same app.
You need to figure that out.
I don't know what's going on.
That's between you and your TV.
I told you last time, I can watch every NFL football game without a problem. But when it comes to college football, I can't watch certain ones.
I don't know.
But I ain't gonna say, but I can watch them. Like how I'm watching this, but I ain't gonna say how though. But yeah, but go back on the subject. LJ no more sports to me. I'm pretty much the basketball guy. LJ pretty much know NFL and basketball. I mean, my football knowledge ain't all that like LJ. But last night, if you was on that field, the coaching staff, and you saw Travis Hunter doing what he was doing to where every play he was getting killed from number 13, what would you do in that situation?
I would have so in that situation, you're in a there's no good thing to do if you're prime at that moment, because you put the house on Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
You put the house on them. So you have to ride that out. But strategically, you could have kept Travis Hunter in, but maybe move him to a slot, have him cover somebody else, and put your other son on him, who's actually bigger than Travis Hunter.
See, you know? Hold on. Let me stop you right there. Why didn't he do that? Because he could have – I forgot his son was playing defense. I could have easily saw his son lock up 13.
I don't think he would have locked him up like how he should have been.
Right.
But, like, Shedeur is an average college corner. He's not
– Shiloh.
Shiloh, yeah. He's an average college corner, and he moves a lot like – they're trying to present him like an Isaiah Simmons type thing, but he's not that guy.
Well, I remember hearing some stats. He hasn't let a touchdown go yet. I don't know. This was like 2 weeks ago.
But he's not covering the primary though.
Mm. I feel like he recently got noticed when they was playing Oregon, because he was literally the only person that was doing something against Oregon. Mm. So I don't know what game that was. That was game number four.
Four.
So for the first three games, he really wasn't doing that much. He was doing stuff, but he wasn't really doing that much. Mm-hmm. But ever since after Oregon, he started doing way better now. So people just starting to realize him now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're trying to present him like the Isaiah Simmons type player. He can play corner. He can play slot. He can do safety. He can do linebacker. You know, but like he's just not as talented, I should say.
Right.
maybe just because, like, he, like, and this is his senior year. So, but I'm going to probably put him on 13. Because 13, he had a game, but he ain't that guy. Okay? He's decent. He's going to game field show scouts in the NFL. He's going to have that now. Especially that one catch where he caught on Jared Hunter's back and dragged him in the end zone.
Right.
You know, so he's going to have film, and he's going to have that to present to, like, scouts and stuff like that. So he may get drafted, but he's not going to, he's not him. So, but that should have been your thoughts. Hey, we need to move Travis away right now because he's not 100%, and he's starting to be a minus and plus minus category right now. So we need to switch him up.
But with that situation, I just want to say that's not on Prime. I don't say that's not on Prime.
That's on the D coordinator.
That's right. That's on the defensive coordinator.
Right.
Because my understanding, or not my understanding, but from what I've been hearing about with the introduction of NILs, most of these head coaches aren't even calling plays because it's just too hard to keep everything in track. And they have given defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators more power in some of these situations. I don't know how Prime does it. I feel like Prime is one of those coaches who are like, hey, I trust my defensive coordinator. I trust my offensive coordinator.
Yeah, whatever they say. Whatever they say.
We're going with, yeah. Right? So that's on the defensive coordinator. The only thing I blame Coach Brown on is that we're watching the same game, and your defensive coordinator has yet to come to you to say, hey, we need to put him out. I see this, and I'm saying, okay, I'm putting him out because something's going on, or you need to give me another solution to this situation. Because
if the QB keep on tagging the same receiver, and
you have a problem.
You have a problem, and he's not missing any plays, and you see how gassed Travis Hunter is, like you said, I would have easily been like, hey, we need to do something. Because literally that fourth quarter, that QB was so damn smart. Because he saw what number 30, even I saw it, I was like, bro, who the Colorado QB?
Shadur,
okay, I don't want to get the name messed up. He was tired. Travis Hunter was tired, offense and defensively. So once your QB get tired, because I think he got hit with a hard hit, and it rocked him like the end of beginning of fourth.
Yeah.
And ever since then, he wasn't the same. So on top of that, your QB semi hurt and tired. Then your main person, Travis Hunter, was tired. And then out of nowhere, number 13 on the opposite on the different side of the team started becoming like he can't drop a damn ball, and Travis Hunter can't guard him. He was tired. And ever since then, that QB was literally tagging 13 besides running plays. Damn near the whole entire fourth quarter, like 15, 12 minutes is a quarter?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Ever since that 15 minutes, he was just tagging him. If he wasn't tagging him, he was running the ball. And they could, and you know the defense, they can't stop a damn run play for the life of them.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll say they need to thank number 13 and a QB or whoever that offensive coordinator is. Because after the third quarter, whoever was in that QB helmet was saying, like, hey, screw that. Tag 13. Everybody else make sure 13 is open. And lo and behold, that what happened. So, I just want to bring that up. They was going, demolishing them the first half. They went in the locker room, came back, and then they stopped the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, okay, we're just going to play. We got this. Then 19 unanswered points happened. Fourth quarter came. They were like, all right, we gonna bring it up a little bit. We got a little bit too comfortable. Then that's when number 13 – out of nowhere came beast mode, and the QB were like, yeah, for the rest of the fourth quarter, I'm finna tag you. Just make sure we get him open. Travis Hunter, I don't know what he was doing. He was on the opposite side of the field. How the hell your guy way over here and you over there? So I don't know what he got going on, but yeah, number 13 and the QB literally saved Stanford last night. That was crazy.
say what Prime messed up is not being aware of, like, not necessarily being aware, but not by over trusting his defensive coordinator and not right. saying, hey, we need to put a stop to this.
Right.
And that's going to come with, like, experience, I guess. Him just be like, okay, like, I know where I need to put my foot down and what I don't.
Right.
I as a coach, need to know, like, hey, now is the time I need to stop bleeding. You know.
And they were definitely bleeding. But with that, you know. He forgot the lights.
And then we had the window open.
Okay, just people know where you live now, that's all.
It's all good.
But, so, I'm also seeing a trend with them. Like, okay, so, I think most of us knew. Okay, so at the beginning of the season, everybody was either hype and they was either tired of the hype or you was trying to kill the hype. Whatever you was doing.
Somebody, Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because either you was overhyped for them or you was trying to demolish this man for no good reason.
Right.
Or this whole entire program and saying they're gonna lose every game or they're only gonna win one game this season. They have proven that wrong and they have won 3 games, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Oh, yeah, they won 4.
They have won 4 games.
Right.
They beat Arizona State.
But I do want you to remember this. So they beat TCU. 45-42.
Right.
They beat Nebraska 14-36. They beat Colorado State 2 overtimes.
Right.
Blown out by Oregon. Almost blown out. Started to get blown out by USC. Came back. Lost 48-41. Lost by a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Then almost had to go to overtime with Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
27-24. And then lost in a double overtime.
Yep.
So, do y'all see the pattern that I'm seeing? We have super close losses or blowouts due to the defense.
To be honest, they only had one blowout, though.
From week one, I said their defense was terrible.
Yeah.
And that's true. We would say that their defense is terrible. But their games don't get easier because almost everybody else is ranked except for Arizona.
Yep. Top 15.
You have
and Arizona is not no slouches either.
Right. You have UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State, and then Utah.
But here's my thing though. They can be eligible for a bowl game if they can somehow manage to play like they was playing last night, the first quarter. If they can somehow manage to play like that throughout the entire freaking game, because that team or squad, the defense and the offense that was playing, the Colorado offense defense that was playing the first quarter and second quarter of that game last night, I was like, bro, they could probably go. I think they only got like 5 games. They could easily go 5-0.
It truly does look like they got the 29. It was 0-29 by halftime. They took their foot off the break.
They did.
They didn't realize they needed to put it back on until it was too late.
Right.
And until you realize, oh, Travis Hunter can't guard their guy they're going to no more.
Right. He was just, me personally, they was tired. They got too cocky when they came back in the third quarter. And then, like you said, when the fourth quarter hit, because it was 29-19 when the fourth quarter hit, the number 13 magically gained superpowers and started catching every little ball that was thrown to him. And then the QB noticed or the offensive coordinator noticed. Then Travis Hunter looked like he was out of gas. And then whoever the QB name is, Shadur, he got hit that rocked him. And then after that hit, he looked like he was tired, looked like he couldn't throw a ball to save his life. And then they noticed that, and then they just ran away. And we know how their defense is with the running team. And once they started throwing, it's game over. Because that defense just can't keep up for some reason when the team get hot. But
let me say this before we get to this other point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shadur needs to be held accountable for that terrible throw he made at the end.
That's what I was saying. That man... He
needs to be held accountable for that.
His line, first off, his line gave up because they could easily still be blocking. And then he just threw it because nobody was open. And then they intercepted it. So once that happened, I turned it off. Because I was like, I already knew for a fact it's game over. Because if the other team ain't going to score a touchdown, they're going to score a field goal, it's game over.
So here's the thing. They've had protection problems all year. Like, that's the new. Like, they're bad in two worst spots. Defense and offensive line.
Right.
Like, you cannot be a contender when you're terrible at those two things.
Right.
So,
But it's their whole defense. It's my problem. It's the whole defense. Like, they don't do nothing good on defense.
No, they really don't.
I say about two players. Travis Hunter.
No, I mean, you know, but... So, for example,
we're talking about as a scheme, though.
Right.
As a scheme, they're terrible.
Yeah, the team, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Arbor actually has a really good secondary, and they, like, top almost, I can't remember, top 20, I think,
we just
when
need
it comes
to
Bass defense.
We just need
we don't
a
have a quarterback, you're right. But we also don't have a defensive line to go rush the pass and stop the run.
Yeah.
That's our problem.
Yeah.
They literally do not do anything good. They have star players who can make star plays. But nobody works well. It doesn't work as a scheme.
You ain't lying.
It's not
damn near every team scoring 40 points.
Right. There's nothing to stop them.
Right.
They can't stop the run. They can barely stop the play. The pass. Like, you don't have a defense.
Yeah, they don't. That's one thing that he most definitely need to work when the season over. He need defense. Once he get defense, the offense straight, to be honest with you. They just need a good line to help the QB. But the defense need a reconstruction, and then once they get the defense straight, they could probably be top 15 next year. To be honest.
Well, because Travis Hunter has to come back next year.
I'm pretty sure he's coming back. I think he is.
No, he has to. He's not eligible.
Oh, okay.
He's not dropped out.
Because a lot of people don't want to go to the Panthers or Chicago. So I don't think a lot of people gonna go to the draft. I don't think a lot of people gonna go to the draft this year.
Well, despite what the reports say, I would be highly surprised if Caleb didn't go to the draft.
Caleb Williams is going to the draft.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because like, there's nothing for him to prove anymore. And
got a point.
If he goes back to college, he is risking not making any money. That's all he's doing.
No, the only reason, a lot of people say the reason why he's going back is because of his NIL deals.
Okay, you're making maybe a meal when you're going to definitely be the number one pick and be making 200 mil.
No, so he's not going to be making that out the gate. He's not going to be making 200 out the gate.
Okay, but it's going to be a lot more than what his NIL will be.
He's making like 2 million right now.
Okay.
In NIL, like 2.5 million. I just was looking at this. But he's not, somebody said like, because he said like he can make more money in NIL than he can with his first contract. While that may be true, he's gonna get more endorsements though.
Yeah, especially if he get a good agent. If he get a good agent, he can manipulate the price.
So he's making $2.6 million in NILs right now.
Right.
So like,
God damn, that's a lot of money for that age.
Yeah. But I am extremely confident he can make a lot more than being the number one pick and being the generational player that he's being tagged as. You know, he'll make a lot more money than that on the we just drafted number one.
Right. See, so, it's gonna be hard though, because
why would it be hard?
Because either he's going to the Bears or he going to Carolina.
Carolina don't need him. They have Bryce Young.
And he can't go to Carolina because the Bears have their pick.
Oh, the Bears got... Oh,
they do. The Bears have the first two picks of the
NFL. I forgot because they were talking about Carolina, the Bears may get the first pick. But I ain't know if the Bears got the first pick. Yeah. Well, I don't know,
if he goes... I understand that Trepidation not want to go to the Bears because the Bears don't give a shit about quarterbacks. They ruin quarterbacks.
Real.
I get that.
Right.
But I also understand the fact that teams can make trades. And why they say, like, you don't trade this pick, you don't do it. Oh, everything has a price. Everything has a price. So, my opinion is that you, if you're the Bears, you strike where the iron's hot. You can get Marcus Phoenix at number two. You can get Bo Nix. There's other quarterbacks in this draft.
Damn, I forgot Bo Nix got to go. Yeah, this is last year. Damn, sure forgot.
So,
but we can talk about that later. But I really the Bears really don't need it. I do believe in Justin Fields, but I feel like if I was Justin Fields, I'd be just trying to wait out my contract and go find the next team.
I think the problem with Justin Fields is Chicago.
Yes, I really do. I 100% believe that too.
I think if Justin Fields was in Atlanta right now, Atlanta would be a lot better.
I think he was anywhere else, he'd be 100% better. I'm hoping he leaves or they trade him to Denver because Russell Wilson's washed.
Now,
also before you say anything, it's not about this. It's not about the football. But I'm looking at this. I'm watching this. This is the most WWE I ever seen in my life.
I knew you were about to say so.
That's the most. That what I'm looking at is WWE.
I know you're about to say so. Cause I was looking at you, and then when I was about to say something about the Broncos, you were just eyeing that. I was like, "Damn, LJ about to say something."
But go on. I'm sorry. It's the fight. So, and KSI just came out of this lime green Lamborghini. Bobbing his head to whatever his theme music is.
It's probably his song because he's the artist.
Giving an announcement, and the other dude had dancers. Like that's literally what they do during their pay per view. This is.
Hey, I got an alert that Logan Paul came out to Many Men by 50 Cent.
He did.
I'm like, really? You was not that guy.
Like I said, Many Men 50 Cent. I'm just watching this for the entertainment.
Whatever.
But before we get to the main topic though.
We can't go to the main topic though. We gotta talk about this stuff. So you
don't forget.
Let's go to the main topic.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. Before we do go to the main topic, though, the Denver Broncos.
It's trash.
We know this for a fact, but we can't place it on Russell Swoley. I mean, if you take his stats is good. He's like top five QB in the league right now with his stats. I'm so serious. It's the coaching staff that's messing up, specifically the defense. The defense is horrible. Surprisingly, Russell is good. He's doing good.
Have y'all not seen them throw?
We saw the throws, but okay, his stats are good though. For some magical reason. Go ahead, Dad.
I'm not gonna go as far as saying Russell is good, but isn't Russell from last year. He's not terrible.
Yeah.
Like last year, Russell Wilson was unplayable.
Yeah. You love Russell, but his stats surprisingly are dope. I ain't even cut you off that, but his stats surprisingly is good. He's literally like top five QB.
Like his stats are pretty good. I think what it is that Sean Payton likes this a certain way, and he's not playing to people's strengths. He's starting to play towards Russell's strength, and sometimes Russell has to innovate out there. But I'm gonna be honest with you. Like I all the time you hear about Russell Wilson. If Marshawn Lynch don't like you, something wrong with you. That's a litmus test right
Yeah,
there.
That was sad when I saw that club shake.
I saw that too, and I said, "Oh, that makes 100% why."
That was sad.
I understand why they never won another Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Now he's saying that play, that Super Bowl play, where they supposed to win. Wasn't me? You was at the crib watching that?
Maybe.
I don't know, but we was somewhere. I was somewhere, but. He got a big ass tattoo.
Did that say legal?
Loyal. Legacy, something, I don't know. But
I thought that said legal.
But the thing is though, for what Marshawn, where I get
wow,
the name.
What the hell?
I forgot I was watching the boxing match and it went on over my head.
Distracted.
I got distracted. But Marshawn Lynch. He said that it was the offensive coordinator idea to run the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. He said when they was in the huddle, even Russ was confused on why we doing it. Why he didn't just ignore that call and gave it to Marshawn, I don't know.
Well, if you like the Pittsburgh offensive coordinator, you won't be happy when somebody makes a touchdown.
Because they were saying when they got he was saying on the podcast when they got the play, everybody on the sideline, everybody in the huddle on the field was like, "Why the hell are we throwing?"
Okay, that's another situation. So the offensive coordinator called that play. Right?
Yeah, right.
I understand you have trust in your offensive coordinator, but if I'm the head coach, I'd be like, "Oh hell no, we not throwing this
ball." I don't know why he agreed with it.
We're at the one yard line.
And then the crazy thing is, he was Marshawn was the reason he was hot,
right? You are the 1 yard line with a person, a running back nicknamed Beast Mode.
I ain't gonna lie.
Went and got you down here.
I ain't gonna lie. That was the reason why I stopped being a Seattle fan. After that play, I literally stopped being a Seattle fan. That's when I went to Denver with Peyton Manning.
I understand. I'm your boy. I got you. You was over here with me.
But at the end of the day, though.
But you gotta tell your boy he's wrong sometimes.
Right. If I was Russ, though. I would have immediately looked up wherever they are, did this, shake my head, and be like, "No, we finna run it to give it to Marshawn. Cause Marshawn is hot. Why the hell we gonna throw it while we right here?" But you know, it is what it is. But yeah, that day for what Marshawn was saying, they didn't have the perfect relationship, and that knows sports. When it comes to the QB is supposed to have the best relationship with any player on the game, on the team. So once your people don't trust the QB or don't got that relationship with the QB to the point where y'all ain't banging or talking like that, like best friends, then yeah, your team ain't gonna make it far.
Before we move,
I'm about to say, what you about to say?
This is the last thing before. We are too late into the season for teams to be scoring 63 nothing on people.
Who's scoring 63?
Penn State scored 63 points on Massachusetts.
Or is Massachusetts?
Right. But hey, we are too late in the season.
You're right, though.
Scoring that many points.
You're right. But still, it's Massachusetts.
I don't care. It's too late in the season.
But we just want to throw that out, though. Because I'm knowledgeable. And a little bit of football, in regular football, well, I said regular football, and NFL, I'm a little bit more knowledgeable in college football, but I know everything about basketball, but that Colorado game yesterday, we had to talk about it, because how the hell you blew a 29-0 lead starting third quarter? And to be honest with you, we could argue saying that it was literally one person that turned everything around, number 13. He literally was the main reason. They scored the 19 points.
You go with who's hot.
You're right.
Unlike the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, no, they good right now.
We ain't gonna talk.
Like I said, I went from being a Seattle Seahawks fan when that happened. After that happened, I went to Peyton Manning and became a Denver Broncos fan. And when he retired, I'm a free agent. I don't know who I'm rooting for. I'm just going for whoever.
Because the clubs are lighting up to get your fandom.
But we just want to talk about it. We got more stuff coming to you tomorrow or whenever.
Oh, they're going for it? Hold on. Oregon's up 33-29. It's 4th-6.
Uh-oh.
And it looks like Washington actually snapped it. They're going for it.
Pass incomplete.
First down.
Nope. Oh, that was the all.
I'm going to say, the ESPN app going to be like 5-10 minutes behind. They I don't know why. But we'll see. But like I'm saying this right now.
Right. It was also fine to go for that because they were like almost at their 10. They were on the Oregon 16.
I'm going to say this, though.
If I know Bo, he going to choke when it comes to playoff season. Regardless. And he going to choke during the Pac-12 championship as well. I'm calling it right now.
But they're going to have to face USC. So.
Yeah.
They got to beat Utah. And, he fumbled.
Dad giving play by play.
Right. He giving every last bit second.
But
I can't help it.
Why can't his eye look like an alien?
I don't know. I don't know why he even doing that. I don't know. But let's get to the main topic so y'all can go back, so y'all can go watch y'all stuff.
You're the one who got me over here looking at this. Hey,
I had to watch it. Like, Dad watching his football, I got to watch this, though. But let's go ahead and get to the main topic. Some leaks, documents came out from Xbox when they got the deal. And we're going to talk about the deal and all that stuff on the next podcast tomorrow. But some leaked documents came out when a deal saying that Microsoft actually tried to buy Nintendo back in 2019 or 2020, I'm not sure. And Nintendo was like, no, we don't like your deal, we don't want it. Then Phil like, okay, cool, I'm gonna up the price. And Nintendo was like, hey, Phil, no, we just don't want it. And then Phil was like, cool. That's where, that's the leaks are saying, that's where this Activision and Blizzard deal came into play, because of why, because of Nintendo. So, Dad, since you've been in the gaming industry longer than me, LJ, talk to me. How you feel about that?
So, I'm going to say this. That was extremely cocky move to try to buy Nintendo.
Right, it was.
Nintendo's never going to sell. And
heck no.
Because they're their own entity, you know what I'm saying? I will say that that's what Activision got smart to say, hold on, you giving out this kind of money? Like,
right.
Let's talk, you know. But no, because for what I looked up, like, I got the link, and I looked up a couple more. It was the success of Animal Crossing that came through. It was like, okay, we need to see if we can get in on this.
Talk about Xbox?
Microsoft was like, we need to see if we can get in on this.
Right.
And try to swallow this one up.
Right.
People got to realize, if that same Animal Crossing game came out today, it would not be as successful. And Animal Crossing came out mid-pandemic.
Yeah, I was about to say, I blame COVID for the popularity of Animal Crossing. The Switch version.
It would have came out good, but it would not have been that good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It would have been that well. It would have that many sales because it was a pandemic. And people were just like looking for something. And like Animal Crossing is a perfect pandemic game.
It was.
You can sit there and just chill. You got stress. You just like building your things and stuff like that. You know, it's literally the perfect pandemic game.
Right.
So, they didn't buy it, which is fine. Nintendo wasn't going to sell, but in my opinion, Nintendo did the right thing by not selling.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Elza, what you think?
I think Phil Spencer was on something when he thought he could buy Nintendo.
Right.
I don't think you... this is not... It wasn't like Nintendo was doing bad or anything at that point. Especially if it was right after Animal Crossing, like y'all was saying. Animal Crossing was going off. It didn't... It did do better because of the pandemic. I'm not saying that. I just think Animal Crossing was going to do hot because people have been waiting for a new Animal Crossing for like years.
Right.
So,
and then the crazy thing is they got a huge cult following too.
They do.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, it would have done well, but you're right that it did better thanks to the pandemic and everybody.
Yeah,
and that was literally
it was mainstream because of the pandemic.
Right.
And that was literally the only console people could find at that time because nobody could find a PS5.
Yeah, you're right. Because you was having trouble trying to find a PS5.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was also a problem. Phil Spencer was just on something. But that was during the time where he got emboldened by Microsoft. Because remember that. Yes, it's Microsoft. Xbox is a division of Microsoft. Everybody needs to just they ended up there.
Right.
But Microsoft wasn't giving Xbox that type of money until just recently.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure what made them be like, hey, we just gonna start giving y'all money and just do whatever you need to do to get people to play out the system.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's when the Game Pass started booming like it was doing. I think.
So you say it was because the Game Pass was starting to do well.
I mean, I'm just saying that's where the money was coming from. Where Xbox was trying to buy people stuff.
No. Right. Some of that money came from that. But I remember there was a rumor going out there saying that Microsoft is ready to give Xbox, the division of Xbox, whatever they want to get more people.
Oh, yeah. Because they were trying to get some games through. Right. Yeah. You're right.
Hey, they literally were saying, here's a blank check. Go find whoever you can.
Yeah.
And go get them games.
And yeah, you're right.
I'm not sure what brought that on. It could be that the Game Pass started to do well, or it could be just that Microsoft was tired of losing out in the console wars.
Yeah.
There was also a rumor, I think it was during the time where Bill Gates and his wife were starting to talk about divorce and stuff. So one rumor was that this was Bill Gates' way of giving people money so he could hide it from his wife. I'm not sure.
Hey, that could be true.
I don't think that's right or nothing. I just remember that was one of the rumors. I thought that was just stupid.
Or no, one of them, they were talking about a tax write-off or something.
Yeah, it was something just...
It was outrageous.
But it's just dumb that Phil thought he could really do that.
Right.
But I also think Phil knew that Nintendo would do that. And I also think he did it because of what y'all just said. It was like Blizzard and Activision heard that he was giving, oh, this is how much money you going to give to Nintendo? Hey, you going to give that to Nintendo.
Why won't you give it up?
Right. And so that's what, I think that was also a pour by Phil to be like, just not to go out to certain people.
Because the leaks was saying if he would have got Nintendo, he would have just let Activision and Blizzard burn down.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's when the allegations came. And remember, you were telling me you were like, it's a bad move on Xbox for them to even acquire them.
Yes. And I don't think it's a bad move anymore as long as they actually get rid of everybody who was involved in those allegations.
Well, I think the allegations cool down now. But when, like at the beginning, you know, people was canceling the Xbox. Right. So they was saying don't do this and don't buy that. Yeah.
I know Bobby Kotick doesn't leave that. If you don't know who Bobby Kotick is, he is the CEO of Activision Blizzard. He doesn't technically retire. I'm going to put that in quotation marks.
Right.
He doesn't technically retire until January 1st of 2024. Which I know a lot of people are asking him to leave sooner, but, you know.
It is what it is.
Right.
So, I'm going to say this also.
Right.
I knew this deal, the one that was going to stop this deal from coming through when I saw that Microsoft was getting a hold of King also.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Studio, because that Candy Crush, it's not hot in the streets, but it's still warm, you know. And one thing Microsoft is not in is in the mobile gaming space. And having King also gets you in that mobile gaming space. And not only that, since they're doing all their streaming, cloud streaming, I guess, it's a great way, it's just a great service to have in your back pocket. Hey, you can do this, and we got Candy Crush, and we got other mobile games.
Right.
You know? And I'll be honest, Microsoft, like, at some point, we gotta realize that, I don't know if it's a hot thing or not, but Sony might not be on as much legs as everybody thinks it is. Because the real only thing that's making money for Sony is PlayStation.
Yeah, you got a point.
Microsoft, everything making money, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. You got a point. But here's my thing, though. There was no way on earth Nintendo would, the only company I can see that Nintendo would either collab or actually let them buy is Disney. That's the only company I can see. Because if y'all can remember back in the day during the Nintendo 64 GameCube era, Disney used to have a whole bunch of games that was coming out with Nintendo. Yeah, y'all remember that?
Yeah.
So, and then they kind of stopped. I don't know why they stopped, but they kind of stopped making video games. But that's the only company I can see either either collab or buy is Disney. Now, if the leaks that came out were true, that the reason why he got Activision in Blizzard because of Nintendo and how Nintendo turned him down multiple times once he kept on increasing the offer, and he was trying to just pay them back and get Activision Blizzard so he can, you know, kind of make an empire, then that's wild. But I can see that because at the end of the day, he even acknowledged it. And they even came out with an article saying, hey, Microsoft acknowledged PlayStation won a console war. We know our console not selling like that. And that's why we're going to focus on our Game Pass and make that a service to the point where we're going to basically stop making physical copies and just have everything comes directly through the app.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys remember this, but I'm going to point this out anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember when the Xbox One was first being announced? And it got all that bad press about not needing a disc, like you can't take the game home to your friend's house.
Right.
And all that stuff. It has to be constantly online.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem ended up being is it was ahead of its time. Because now, when have you taken a disc to a friend's house lately?
We have you even go to your friend's house. Have to go to your
friend's house. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. People were complaining about a nostalgia fact that we didn't need at that bar.
You right. Right.
We literally could talk to all your friends online. And hell, it's no secret. A lot of people game share. You know what I'm saying?
So you right.
It's no secret. So, like, and Microsoft wasn't even open to that. Say, hey, you can have a certain amount of friends. You can game share with. You know?
You 100% so, right.
So let's not act like, I'm saying this. Microsoft got buried for that. Like, they literally had, Phil Spencer had to come in at that point. Like, literally had to fire the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
But it was ahead of its time. And and Microsoft always been more like forward thinker than anything. So the fact that, I just want to throw that out there because that was a time to where, like, it was like, it was almost embarrassing. Like, God dang, can y'all stop saying this stuff?
Like, you right. You
we
right.
Get we get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get that the future of gaming. But, like, but no, like, I don't even remember that somebody even, oh, I randomly bought a disc for Overwatch because it was cheaper at GameStop.
Yeah.
And,
I remember them days.
And I lost the disc and I turned my Xbox in to get repaired, and I forgot to take the disc out. Other than that, I have no disc for any games.
Mm-hmm. See, this is gonna happen, and then we end it right here. This is gonna happen. Physical discs is gonna be obsolete. In the next 5 years,
only to collectors.
Only, yeah, and that's what I'm about to bring up. It's literally gonna be obsolete, and the only thing we're gonna be able to have physically is gonna be collector's edition only. To where you're gonna have to pay $120, $150 if you want to buy a physical copy game, because now it's gonna come with Starfield gonna come with a watch, a case, and all that stuff. Everything else, regular standard games, are not going to be physical copies anymore. And we see that because Xbox is starting to do that.
Right.
Because they're pushing everything on Game Pass. Cause like you said, you surprised all these big AAA games that exclusive to Xbox on Game Pass. Yeah. That's pretty much what they're doing. They finna just cut off all physical copies, and they and they making that Xbox Game Pass the new mecha home. basically. Everything Xbox is going to be on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. And then we may not even have consoles anymore because allegedly, from an article I was reading, they're going to stop making consoles around 2030. And everything going to be on the Xbox app. And if y'all look, the new Xbox that they coming out, the new Slim, supposed to be, I think it's all digital. I could be so wrong. But if you see it, it's kind of like...
You sure you're not talking about the new PS5 Slim?
Because they were janking it. It was like a pill. The new Xbox design is like a pill. Mm. And I think that's all digital, if I'm not mistaken. So, I got the screenshot, but I don't feel like going through my phone.
I mean, the Xbox S is all digital.
Right. So, that's what I'm saying. They're going to start doing that. So, I say in the next 5 years, the only thing we're going to be able to get physically is collector's edition. And everything else is going to be on the app. Literally. But... what y'all got to say, Dad? What you got to say before we head off?
Just want to throw one last thing quick out there. Just get the thing with the Activision thing is finally settled. It's actually settled now. And they actually own it. The new Modern Warfare is not going to be on Game Pass day one. It's going to be a year before it's on Game Pass.
Right. Yep. In Diablo.
In Diablo, yeah. So. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just want to throw that out there. But other than that, I appreciate you guys showing up. People are watching. Thank you for being a fan.
LJ, what you got?
We really talked more about sports than we did about the theme.
So really, I've been saying we all over
place. The main topic was the sports, but I'm just saying
it was. But you know how we get.
But it's time to go. I gotta go watch this Auburn game to see what happened. Dude, I just
we gonna lose.
No, but listen to this.
Because
LSU defense is bad.
Yeah.
What I did not know is that Auburn defense ranked 121, and LSU defense ranked 121 when guarding the pass. So they're either gonna do well against the pass today, or we gonna do well against their defense. And we can actually score a touchdown.
But in actuality, we should run through LSU because we could have easily won that Georgia game.
We could have won that Georgia game, and we also could have won that Texas A&M.
It's just our QB is ass.
He is.
So that's why I'm saying that's why I'm saying I don't have faith in our team.
But look, it's 121 to 121. Oh, it's actually about to come out. So I'm just saying.
That's what I got
to
stop.
I'm just saying.
Right. We'll see though, but I'm not gonna put hopes up. I know Dad finna be petty. What you about to say, Dad?
Dad gotta be careful because UNC got into two games back to back where I thought they were about to lose.
And they played Notre Dame.
I don't trust Notre Dame to save my life.
You
so,
goddamn right. You're right. I'm not. One thing about Notre Dame, they can be good, but they always choke. Yeah, just like Clemson.
I ain't gonna trust that one.
You right. But what you about to say, Dad?
I'm just finding it kind of funny. That's all.
As soon as the talk came up, mm-hmm. You say you find it funny that.
I just find it funny that your main problem is a quarterback.
All right, let's just end it.
That's every year, but I know what he about to say.
No, he's talking about both.
I know.
We understand. See,
here's what I'm about to tell y'all, and I'm finna say this in the goddamn mic. Bo is going to choke. The reason why he's at Oregon is because he can't handle the SEC. I'm about to cuss. He's not good, okay? He only good because he at the Pac-12. I guarantee you when it comes down to it, if he do somehow beat the Pac-12 championship and be somehow able to get top four to where he can compete for the national championships, he's going to choke. No coaching team changed him. I don't care what anybody say, oh, when he went to Oregon, he got a new coaching QB. I don't give a damn. That man is about to choke. And that's all I got to say. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We do not wish death upon Bo Nix. We're just saying. And I disagree with Randall.
He's a fraud.
He did get better. He did that. Coach's staff is known. He has a QB coach. That's fine. He went and found somebody that did it. But let's be fair. The Pac-12 defense is nothing like the SEC defenses. And that is a more throwing type of offensive scheme than what she was getting here at Arbor.
Tell him.
So, it's fine. He went to where it works with his strengths. Cool for him.
And then but, his defense is top tier. So, of course, ain't nobody going to do – they ain't going to score.
But please remember, when they faced Georgia in the second game of the season, they got completely and utterly trashed.
Right. Exposed.
And then they lost to some other people. But you have not, they have not faced anybody from the SEC yet. When he does, don't be surprised when he looks confused and he's running more.
Peeing pants.
I mean, we dealt with him for 2 years. We know what, yeah. Oregon fans only know what he was at Oregon.
Right.
They don't remember. We know Arbor. We know Bo.
And he's not what y'all think he is. And I'm sick and tired of him going on TV acting like he Tom Brady. Bro, when I was at the gym, I was legit about to take that TV down. Because why the hell is they interviewing him like he won a Heisman 5 years in a row? You ran away from the SEC team, SEC, because they scare you. And you went to a conference that was that could hold your hand. And then you went to a top-ranked defensive college at that you know that, hey, if I'm doing bad, I don't got to worry about it because I got this amazing United States Army team. That's not gonna let a team score more than 15 points. You see what I'm saying? See, this is what you do that. You know what you do that. I can't even say it. LJ say just. You know exactly what you do. Anyways, hopefully I enjoy this one. Now, usually I don't tell the guys the topic until about a couple days once we record, but I got another one. For some reason, the UK is still beefing with Microsoft. For some strange reason, they do not want them to take over the cloud again. Today. Huh?
They approved it today.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying the UK, but the only reason they approved it was because of the cloud gaming. The UK said, hey, we only going to prove it if you promise that you ain't going to take over the cloud gaming industry. And then they had no choice but to sign it. But that's that's going to be the next topic on why the UK love the cloud gaming services so much. Why? I do not know. I don't know
they
why.
They just say it's going to be a monopoly.
But we're going to talk about that because the UK government is beefing with Microsoft. And I just find that funny. So that's going to be our next one for y'all. But we about to see how Auburn gonna hold up. I'm not gonna get my hopes up. They gonna do good probably the first half, and then second half they gonna be train wreck. And
I'm
then
sure they're gonna be great with their
see.
I can't even give a compliment.
We gonna see. But hopefully y'all enjoy our sports topic. Like LJ said, that's pretty much was the main topic. But we had to talk about it because it just blew my mind that they gave up 29 points. And then they lost in overtime. But hopefully y'all enjoy this. Shout out to all the TikToks. We almost at 600. We just need like 50.
6,000.
I say 600. We almost at 6,000. I think we need about 50 or 60 more. But y'all been showing us love recently from the old videos into the new videos. But hopefully I just enjoy the ride as much as we love making these videos. But we finna go ahead and go because me and LJ finna watch this Arbor game and Dad gotta watch this USC. But hopefully, I enjoyed this episode. Once again, my name is Randall, and with me, as always, the OG Dad and my boy LJ himself. And together, we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode, and we will catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace out.
Peace.